Captain Mike joins us now. And, Mike, what's going on over in your neck of the woods these days?
Well, Don, it's a little breezy this morning, but it's been a pretty productive week. Things have been status quo as it's been over the last couple of weeks. Water temperatures are still a little on the warm side for this time of year. I know that's going to change relatively soon, but we do have a window of opportunity to get out there and still have some productive days before things change with this upcoming cold front.
Yeah, it's going to be quite a change, and it calls for changing some tactics, but I guess you got this window to get in before those winds really start cranking up from the south and southeast, and then we get the switch around, and that brings in dirty water and maybe some low water conditions. Fishing is going to be good, but it's going to get tough before it gets better again, I guess is the way to put it.
Yeah, that's the normal, you know, like Darryl Copper was saying, if history prevails, it's that same old up and down, you know, the water will get cold. It might be cold for 3 to 5 days and gently start to warm up, and then your tactics will change again. And it's just, that's just the nature of our fishery this time of year. It's not that the fish can't be caught. They just may be in different areas.
You know, Mike, Darryl is also saying that bait is available if you look for it down there on Grand Isle. Glenn Sanchez told us it's pretty scarce down around Lower St. Bernard. What's the situation around the Slidell area at the bait shops there as far as live bait?
The Wrigley's area has a good supply of bait. Most of our bait comes from down around Empire. So they truck it up there, and we've had a good supply. I see that lasting for at least a couple of weeks. It's usually when you have 4 or 5 days of high winds that the shrimpers don't go out, and then they sort of deplete what little backlog of inventory they have, and then you might be down for 3 or 4 days before they catch and get it reshipped up to our area. But Wrigley's does a great job of keeping bait on hand when it's available.
We'll talk with Captain Mike Gallo of Angling Adventures of Louisiana. Mike, your plans today, have you got customers, and is their preference speckled trout, redfish, and maybe the bottom feeders, drum and sheephead, or is it whatever bites a hook?
Well, there's two answers to that question. I do have boats going out this week with customers that want to catch fish. Personally, I'm going to be climbing in a deer stand and see if I can bring Double D some business.
There you go. Robbie was successful, so if things hold true for our field reporters, maybe it'll be your day to score. You in Mississippi or Louisiana?
I'm in Mississippi. I got an excellent guy today. He was trying to talk me into shooting one last week, and I held out for a bigger one. So we'll see who gives in this week.
Yep. Well, you going to be hunting from a box or a ladder or pop-up? What kind of stand you going to
We'll be in a box.
Very good. Yeah, and what stage are they in the rut in that area?
They seem like they were just starting to, noses on the ground. I don't know if that makes sense to a lot of people, but the males were following the females with their noses to the ground last week, so I would assume the rut's kind of just getting started in this area.
Yeah, should be some prime time, and you tucked away in your box there, probably got you a nice little heater, and looking forward to a good morning when the sun comes up and it starts breaking and those woods come alive. Huh? It's my favorite time of the morning when the squirrels and the birds start chirping and things sort of start waking up.
Right. I agree. It is a great time of the morning. Sit and relax, decompress, do some reflection. It's good for the soul.
Mike, given the time of the year, once that front blows on through and those temperatures drop, what might be some places to give it a shot if somebody's got some time to get out after the front?
When the water gets cold, getting those lower 50s, those fish like to be in man-made canals where you have consistent depth and consistent water temperature, and you don't have quite as much water movement. So areas like Gohegan's Canal, all the man-made canals in the area, Eden Isles, Venetian Isles, Lakeshore Estates, all of those types of places. The Intercoastal Waterway is a man-made canal. The Mystic Go is a man-made canal. So all of those areas are going to be good. You do some drifting. You just pay attention where you catch one, and they could be in a small stretch of 100 yards, and you just drift over that same stretch multiple times till you catch what you need.
Mike, given you on the deer stand this weekend, when would be the best time for somebody to get a hold of you, and how should they do it to check on future dates for fishing trips?
Oh, I got my schedule for 2025 already set up, and we're already booking trips, so that's not an issue. I did bring my schedule with me. You know, as a small business owner, there's no such thing as being closed. So you can send me an email, a voicemail. I'll look over my schedule, see what I have available, and get back with you with an answer.
All right, I'm going to leave you with this deer hunting tip. Turn that bong bong down. That is not going to help you get a deer this morning.
Turn the, what is that called? Oh, okay. Yeah, we're not in the stand yet.
Okay, well, good. Don't bring it with you when you go. Good luck to you, Mike, and let us know the results next week, my friend.
All righty, Don. We'll talk to you then.
All right. I think that probably was maybe the truck door or something being open. I'm not sure what sound that was.